You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
By now, you know that sound. It's the sound of the Home Depot. But what about that sound? You're listening to a set of GE appliances, complete with all you need to keep food fresh, dishes clean, and everything else stress-free. Making this the sound of savings on top brand appliances. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Get up to 25% off select GE appliances right now. Offer valid January 5th through January 25th, 2023. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Arkansas singer-songwriters Justin Patterson and Laura Lynn Danley had been writing and performing separately in their solo careers for several years before they met and decided to form the folk Americana duo Tenpenny Gypsy in 2017. At the Arkansas Country Music Awards in 2018 and 2019, they received nominations for Americana Artist of the Year and Vocal Group of the Year. Their sophomore full-length album is Fugitive Heart. Justin and Laura join us for this edition of Americana Music Profiles as we talk about their musical career and their new album. Justin and Laura, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Greg. It's great to be here with you today.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
You guys are in Arkansas, is that correct?
Yeah, we're in Little Rock, Arkansas.
All right. And your duet, group, act, whatever term you use, but you guys are officially Tenpenny Gypsy, correct?
We are Tenpenny Gypsy, and sometimes we're two, and sometimes we're three.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a kind of a new venture for you guys, though, right? This is, I'm presuming that you, both of you, have been in music in some other aspect prior to this.
Yeah, absolutely. We're both songwriters, and we've played with bands in the past and had our own kind of solo careers for a while. We met as songwriters at a songwriter festival and began to combine our talents, and that was a good 10 years ago. And then in 2017, we decided to have our first album, and we became Tenpenny Gypsy and put out our self-titled debut album at that time.
Yeah, we were very fortunate, right, because we were working on songs for what we wanted to be our first album, and we happened to get a demo in the hands of Anthony Crawford, who currently of Sugar Cane Jane, but, you know, has a past with Neil Young and Steve Winwood.
Yeah.
And he said, the songs are great. How would you like to come to my house and make an album?
Cool.
And that's how the first debut album came apart, or came about.
Came together instead of apart.
And that's how we kind of got on this little journey at Tenpenny Gypsy.
And that album, if I reading through your press material, was really successful, and you guys have had some really nice accolades kind of out of the gate. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that very first debut album was nominated for Album of the Year with the Arkansas Country Music Awards, and so you can imagine we were pretty excited and grateful to have that attention right out of the gate, like you say, with our first album.
Yeah. I love the style. I guess it's fair to call it Americana roots, kind of roots rock Americana. Was that something that you guys, that style individually, is that the type of music that you guys played prior to getting together?
I think we both kind of had our own styles and our own influences. Mine predominantly comes from, you know, getting started on country music as a young kid, but I really ventured into the folk singer-songwriter thing, kind of, you know, that 70s singer-songwriter sound. Yeah. I was very influenced by James Taylor, and it just dawned on me not too long ago that the first songbooks I ever had were John Denver. So,
oh, wow.
You know, it used to not be cool to say that you were influenced by John Denver.
That's right.
But I mean, he was a tremendous songwriter, and I have to give him credit because that obviously helped in my style from going to pure country to kind of the folk influence that you hear on some of the songs that I write for Ten Penny Gypsy now.
I grew up with gospel, with a gospel quartet with my three brothers, and then, you know, that gospel and that. But as an adult woman and a songwriter, I'd say I was kind of modern folk. I just love storytelling. And, it's just coming together. The sound that we created as Ten Penny Gypsy, I think, is absolutely the best of both of us.
Yeah.
I think we both have just fallen in love with the sound that Anthony Crawford and his beautiful wife, Savannah, you know, what they both helped us create. It's
sure.
Just,
yeah.
We're in love with it, too.
Are both of you Arkansas natives? Did you grow up in that part of the country?
Yes, I grew up in Arkansas. I grew up in a place called Fort Smith, Arkansas, and I went out about and did the college thing, and I came back here. But Laura is not a native Arkansas.
No, I was actually born in Michigan.
Oh, wow, okay.
And I spent a great many years in San Diego, which I love, high school in Arizona. So I've been around, but I've been in Arkansas for over 22 years, and
okay.
I really consider it home. I one of my hashtags is Arkansas Proud, because I'm really proud to be in this natural, beautiful state and just represent it.
Yeah.
She never succumbed to the accent, however. She has kept her Michigan accent to a certain extent, and you know.
I don't think I quite sound like Michigan anymore, but I just sound like that potpourri of everywhere.
Well,
I'm a soul.
Well, Justin, yours is not really strong either. If you had to ask me to guess what state you were from, I wouldn't pick Arkansas. So you guys must have rubbed off on each other.
Yeah.
Good. That's a good thing.
How did you settle on the name for the band, Ten Penny Gypsy?
Oh, I tell you what, that was something that was just a very interesting process. You know, Ten Penny Gypsy was settled on because, you know, through our travels and, you know, in the music business, you don't, you know, you're not ever sure if you're going to make a lot of money to support your travels.
Right.
And so Ten Penny Gypsy is, we were always confident because of the way that friends and people we didn't even know treated us, that if we were down to our last 10 pennies, if these gypsies were down to their last 10 pennies,
yeah, that's cool.
Somebody would come through and we'd still be okay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's cool.
We knew that we could still count on the kindness and compassion of strangers. That's the way we see the world, and we are gypsies at soul. We love to travel and share our love and our music everywhere we go, and, you know, it just was a perfect fit somehow.
Both being songwriters, have you both contributed to the songs that are on both of your albums? Obviously, you've got a new one out and then one prior.
Yes, the first one was, you know, kind of, you know, I wrote a few of them and Laura wrote a few of them. On this one, they were a little bit, Fusion at Heart, it's a little bit heavier on songs I wrote, but Laura did contribute two songs to Fugitive Heart, and we co-wrote one together. And in fact, Your True You, which is one that Laura wrote, which is track number 10,
mm-hmm.
We actually just got the news, is the number one.
Number one on the iTunes sales chart in South Africa this week.
So oh, wow. Okay.
I love that song, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, we should have put more of Laura's songs on this thing.
It's a great mix of both of us.
Yeah. Tell me about your songwriting process. I'm guessing it's a little different for both of you. Do you set time aside? Do you guys get together and collaborate in specific moments, or is it more organic than that?
I don't speak for Justin. I love collaboration, but I've always kept a journal since I was a young girl. I mean, I just have a bookcase full of them, and a lot of times my songs will start as poetry or just cool. an expression yeah. of what I'm experiencing in the day, and it's like you could be opening the pages of my journal and putting it to music and just sharing from that kind of raw, authentic place deep within me. And I love to add, you know, other people to it and instrumentation and collaboration. Justin yeah. has his own process, absolutely.
Yeah, I was, you know, I grew up an only child, so I had a lot of time to be by myself and to develop the imagination. And, mm-hmm. you know, songwriting is a very funny thing because, you know, I think it's gifted to some people, and I'm very appreciative of that gift. I can't really explain where the train of thought comes from sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just like, but, yeah, mine has always been, I think, the imagination that I developed as a child has always kind of, you know, helped me out as far as, you know, not creating, you know, autobiographical songs necessarily, but being able to create a story.
Uh-huh.
So I can't really explain it any more than that because sure. I don't know if we know the answers to all of
it. Yeah.
Yeah, that is different between the two of us. I think you said sometimes mine is a very true reflection of what's going on in the moment, sometimes the very moment.
Right.
And his, like, he'll say sometimes he's not sure where it came from, but obviously we're both inspired.
Did you write songs for this record specifically, or was it, did you have a collection of songs and it was time to record a record?
Well, yeah, it just kind of came to the point to where after our first one, we knew we had, you know, we wrote a few and we had a few kind of on standby. And so we didn't write anything specifically for the record or the concept of Fugitive Heart, but it's kind of an amazing thing that once we released this album, it was supposed to come out April 1st,
uh-huh.
and then you know what happened at
right.
that time.
Right.
So we delayed it to July, and, you know, going through everything with the pandemic, we all of a sudden looked at this album, and even the album cover, you know, our first album,
yeah.
you know, our debut album, we are kissing across a kitchen table.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's on the cover. And the cover of this one is Laura and I sitting on opposite ends of a park bench.
Right, I saw that.
Fugitive Heart. And it's almost like a social distancing type thing. So
uh-huh.
we looked up in the middle of this pandemic and realized that all of these songs that were on this record, and not just the title, but all the songs had a theme of separation and the uncertainties that come with separation, and even the hope that separation will soon end, and it just fell right into the pandemic, and we hope that it's a very, you know, kind of a relatable thing that listeners can hear and know what inspired.
Yeah, it feels a little prophetic in that way, like you said. You know, it's not like we necessarily knew what we were writing for. We didn't know this was coming.
Right.
But it's perfect. And Anthony seemed to have his finger on that pulse because he took some of our ballads and fed them up and made them more infectious and more upbeat. Like the world's
okay.
ready for and needs some really happy music right now, and that was just perfect timing.
Yeah.
I mean, Greg, we can't say enough about Anthony Crawford, Sugarcane Jane. He's just, you know, he's such a world class multi instrumentalist, and he added so much to our record. But not only that, he's just so brilliant with the sonic soundscape.
Yeah.
You know, if you will. And so, yeah, if we talk about Anthony, we're talking about Anthony Crawford, and we can't say enough great things about him.
Well, I got to speak.
Or his beautiful wife, Savannah.
Right, yeah, I got to speak with them both a month or so ago, maybe a couple weeks ago. Anyway, but you're right, though, just great people, and just seems to really have a good, strong sense of of music and how it should go. And so, yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, good folks for sure. Yeah.
Van is clearly talented herself. When we morphed from two songwriters into Tenpenny Gypsy, she was there to help us birth it, you know, creating the logo. And beautiful. Just the colors are so rich. And they were in the logo with Tenpenny Gypsy and then obviously on the cover of Fugitive Heart. It's just, the colors alone make me happy.
Yeah, they are very inspired people. There's no question.
What kind of feedback have you guys been getting since the record's out? Are you getting people responding with this evident theme that you guys have identified?
Well, I think the thing that stands out to me that is just, you know, really satisfying is that it's kind of confusing in a way, but it's very satisfying in the fact that so many people have a different favorite song on this record. And, you know, that gives us the confidence that from beginning to end, you know, it's just an outstanding product. And so that's the thing that I take away from it. As far as the themes of the songs, I don't know if anybody has really gotten into that with us yet, but just everybody seems to be really, really taken by this record, which is, like I said, very satisfying.
Can you identify a particular type of audience that your music fits with over another? Do you have a sense of what demographic seems to resonate with what you guys are doing?
Well, that's a really good question.
I think it does pretty good with old folkies. I can tell you that. Yeah. I didn't say folkies. I said
old folks, but old folkies.
I heard the distinction.
Okay, good.
And definitely the Americana audience. I think it's the perfect blend of everything that we do, and I think that's the genre we most fit in. Not that we turned away to country music, you know, when they include us, we feel good to be included. There's a couple songs on there that have that flavor for sure.
Right.
Lovely Melancholy and Your Trees getting that kind of play.
Yeah, it's just a very kind of, you know, it's kind of an eclectic blend of a couple of genres, and I think that's going to attract, you know, a whole variety of audience members as well. I'm not sure exactly who those are yet, but we'll study it very close, for sure, you know.
Well, with everybody locked in, I'm not sure where the audiences are anymore except waiting to get back out. You know, everybody I talk to, whether artist or fan, is ready to perform or listen, and has been ready for quite a while. So the cool thing is when we can finally figure out what the system is going to be, I think clearly folks like yourself have had time to make some really good music, and I think that there's people just can't wait to get out and listen to it.
And Greg, if I may say, we've been blessed. You know, Arca artists have been real creative during this time, and Cliff and Susan Prowse of Big Red Dog Productions have really supported us. We do a monthly songwriter showcase that has featured Arkansas artists for a number of years, and they've helped us keep that going virtually in their studio.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of attention and the chance to do virtual concerts. So we've continued to make music.
That's great.
Yeah, and it's also, you know, it's just very interesting that through all of this, like Laura kind of alluded to, you know, the creativity and the ingenuity of people really comes forth because, you know, she talked about people that were there to keep our showcase going. You know, that's just one example of many. The Arkansas Country Music Awards this year, you know, obviously they couldn't have people in attendance for that, but what happened there was they pre-recorded it, and for the first time, it went out on a statewide television broadcast.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so, you know, the show must go on.
Sure.
People are really showing creative ways to make that happen.
Were you guys, had gotten to a place to do this full-time prior to this lockdown?
We have always been, that was our plan. Mm-hmm. But we've always been fortunate, and I tell you what, we give thanks every day. We have had other means of income, and I don't know what it's going to look like on the other side of this, but we're grateful for that right now.
Music's definitely our first love and gets our first attention, but like you said, we're blessed to be continuing to have income during all this, not hit quite as hard as some of our fellow musicians.
Do you anticipate, if we can find a rhythm like we had prior to this, that you guys would like to take this on tour and be able to move out beyond Arkansas to support the music? Was that in the plan?
Absolutely. We're getting a lot of global attention right now. We did an interview yesterday with a broadcaster in Canada, and like we said, number one on the charts in South Africa, and we both love to travel. That's where part of the name Gypsy comes from.
Yeah.
And that's just the truest desire of our hearts, is to really share our love through the vehicle of the music with our global community. So, yes, sweet. Put us back on the road.
I think the neat thing, if we can use that word about everybody being holed up, is the international community is discovering the roots and the grass and the folk kind of music, almost, it seems like, sometimes for the first time. You know, when you're forced outside of your box and you start looking in other places for entertainment, it's been neat to see from our end just the international audience responding to the music that folks like yourselves has been grinding out for years, and all of a sudden it's these windows and doors have opened up and people are starting to catch on.
I think you're absolutely right. Yeah, dare I say that COVID has given us any gifts, but it has helped us slow down and focus on the things that are truly important to us. If I may mention our music video, Lonesome No More, Justin wrote that song, and such a great song, and the video that we just put out, you know, some people don't want to be reminded, certainly beyond this, you know, that symbol of the mask symbolizing our separation. But my mom is featured in that video, and we've been separated for 37 years.
Wow.
And during COVID, she lives in Arizona, in Arkansas, and suddenly we're together. She's here in Arkansas with me and featured in the video. And it's just a touching time to look at the gifts that we've gotten during this time as well.
I agree. I think if we can look through the weeds and find the flowers, it's they're there for sure. How far ahead do you guys look? Do you have more songs in the wings looking to the next project kind of thing?
I think right now, Greg, I mean, obviously, you know, as songwriters, that never gets out of your system. Mm-hmm. There's always the plan for that. I think right now, and somebody laughed at me when I said this earlier, we're going to take Fugitive Heart and go knock on every door. I mean, you know, obviously with a mask on, knock on every door and get people copies of Fugitive Heart. And then somebody told me, man, that's really old school. And I thought, yeah, nobody's really listening to CDs anymore, are they?
Yeah, but, you know, some of that old school stuff, I think, is returning.
I hope so.
Obviously, the vinyl was on its way back before we got hit with this. And, you know, sometimes the old ways are they lasted a long time for a reason. So I applaud you in that, you know. It's a good product. It's a great record. I enjoyed listening through to it. Actually, my favorite track was the opening track to the song. It just had to the album, Making Headway, I think,
Making
was the name. Yeah, it just had a really catchy vibe to it. So
it sticks with you, doesn't it?
It does.
I think we need to mention a great player by the name of Mr. Buddy Case, and he is the one. He's that acoustic guitar that you hear predominantly, especially on the first two tracks.
Okay,
and he's just a great player. He's the Arkansas Country Music Awards nominee 2020.
Okay.
For guitarist of the year.
Yeah.
And he really has added to what we do live. You know, we carry him around live a lot, and he's a great singer and songwriter on top of everything else. But he really added kind of the country blues type vibe to this record that did not exist on our first record. And, you know, I think the level of musician professionalship between him and Anthony Crawford that got on this second album, Fugitive Heart, just really, really is a special thing. Yeah. And so we definitely need to give a shout out to Mr. Buddy K. Awesome.
Yeah, we may have started as a sweetheart duo, but you can't add a whole new personality and not begin to change your sound.
Sure.
Like
yeah.
Justin said,
yeah.
He has a dynamic to our live shows and to who we are and becoming that is very, very important. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the name certainly gives you an umbrella to add. You weren't isolated to Twopenny, you're Tenpenny. So I guess you could even, you could have a whole ensemble before you get done.
We can. We started adding Cliff Prowse. He's a multi-instrumentalist here locally. And we're like, Cliff, play with us every chance you can. He'll be with us this Sunday. We're doing a virtual concert.
Yeah, that would be four. That'd be four Penny Gypsy.
There we go.
Up to four.
Yeah, we'd have to redo all the promo materials.
No, we can go all the way to 10, baby.
That's right.
All the way to 10.
That's right. Well, the album is Fugitive Heart. It's Tenpenny Gypsy. Justin and Laura, thank you. This has been really cool getting to know you and learn about your music and love what you're doing. And we certainly definitely wish you the best with it. And hopefully we can catch up with you out here somewhere on the road.
Greg, thank you so much. I'm assuming your listeners know where to find us at tenpennygypsy.com. And, of course, friend us on Instagram and Facebook. And, you know, we're just learning to direct people to our YouTube channel to subscribe because that's a safe way for artists to increase their income right now. And I think most people don't realize that YouTube's an important, you know, channel for us, too. So thanks so much for everything.
Thank you so much, Greg, for having us, man. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And thanks for adding that in. I was going to ask you that. And we can, when we wrap this up here, we'll let the folks listen to one of your tracks before we finish up the call.
That sounds awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
This one's called Making Headway.
There's a headwind blowing through my overcoat. There's a headwind blowing through my overcoat. I'm just making headway. High time I went home. I got a headstrong woman. She never will do me wrong. And I'm a head case walking. Simple as a day is long. But we're making headway. Singing you this song. I said, hey, we're slowly making headway now. Hey, when it comes to love, she'll show me how. Her resistance always feels so good to me. You knock on that door. When the headboard's banging, don't you knock on that door. We're just making headway. We might make us some more. I said, hey, we're slowly making headway now. Hey, when it comes to love, she'll show me how. Her assistance always feels so good. There's a headstone standing, the name's all written in bold. And there's a headstone standing, name's all written in bold. We're just making headway till we're all called home. We're just making headway till we're all called home.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
By now, you know that sound. It's the sound of the Home Depot. But what about those sounds? Those are the sounds of an LG wash tower with ultra-large capacity serving up a powerful yet gentle clean in just 29 minutes. Making this the sound of savings on the best appliance brands. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Get up to 25% off the LG wash tower with ultra-large capacity and reduced wash time. Pricing valid January 5th through January 25th, 2023. Gas dryer extra. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.